Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into the annual survey 2025 analysis report from Greenlight PBS LTD.
Right, that's Positive Behavioral Support down in Cornwall.
Exactly. And this was a big deal for them, their very first survey like this. They basically wanted to ask, you know, how are we really doing from the family's perspective? Mm-hmm. So our job today is to pull out the key bits, the most important nuggets from all that feedback. We want to give you a quick way to grasp what families experienced and, well, what it means for care going forward.
And just for context, this survey ran from June 1st to July 23rd, 2025. Yeah. They got responses from 37 family members.
Okay.
Mostly parents, yeah, 33 of them, but also three siblings and one foster parent. So a decent mix representing people in Greenlight's homes or supported by their GO team. That's the team for folks living more independently.
Got it. Okay, let's dive right in then. Overall satisfaction. The numbers here look, well, really impressive.
They really are.
The report shows an average score of what, almost 4.8 out of 5, and the most common score was a perfect 5. Actually, 28 out of the 37 families gave them 5 stars. That's huge.
It absolutely is. And the really telling part is why. When you dig into the comments, families consistently talked about seeing real positive changes.
Okay. Like what?
Well, improvements in their loved ones' happiness, their health, how engaged they were, their independence. You know, tangible stuff.
Right. The things that really matter day to day.
Exactly. And they link that directly back to the staff, praising their dedication, their kindness, how effective they were. It shows that for families, seeing that positive change is the bottom line.
Makes sense. And I guess that kind of satisfaction often starts with good communication, right? So how did they do on communication and involvement?
Yeah. Another really strong area. Get this. 100% felt well-informed about support and progress.
100%. Wow.
Yeah. And almost everyone, 97%, felt invited to reviews, and nearly 95% felt involved in planning. The word excellent came up a lot for communication. Straightforward, consistent. Those were common descriptions.
Okay, so mostly glowing reports there.
Mostly, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, even with scores that high, families still had useful feedback for improvement. Some asked for maybe more frequent phone calls, perhaps video updates showing activity.
Oh, interesting. Like seeing what they're up to.
Exactly. And specific updates about things like GP appointments. There was also a suggestion about an info pack for new parents joining the service, which sounds quite practical.
Uh-huh.
And one comment mentioned sort of occasional gaps in internal team communication. Just highlights that need for information to flow smoothly everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Always tricky, that internal piece. Okay. Moving beyond just talking, what about the actual quality of life and the support itself?
Right, the day-to-day reality. Again, very positive overall. Nearly 95% saw a positive impact on quality of life. And 100% said staff relationships were consistent and respectful. That's crucial.
Absolutely. And the homes themselves.
Largely seen as safe and suitable. About 97% positive there, too.
So it sounds great, but I hear a but coming.
Well, not exactly a but, more like nuances. The area with the slightly lower positive score, though still high at 81%, was about support for forming external friendships.
Ah, okay. Outside the service.
Precisely. And that's, well, it's often one of the trickiest parts of care, isn't it? Helping people build those genuine connections in the wider community. It suggests that maybe the next step is boosting that community integration piece.
Makes sense. Anything else specific?
Yeah, a couple of things. Concerns about weight gain for some individuals, a cleanliness issue mentioned for one person living independently, and then practical requests like needing ground floor accommodation or specific mobility aids or even just more comfortable vehicles for transport. Little things that make a big difference individually.
Really highlights that person-centered need, doesn't it? Okay, last main area, planning, feedback, and co-production. Basically, did families feel like partners?
Yes, overwhelmingly so. Over 90% felt they could contribute to care plans. Almost 95% felt their views, and importantly, their family members' wishes were valued.
That's key.
Definitely. And almost everyone knew how to raise a concern if they needed to.
So any areas for refinement here, even small ones?
Just minor things, really. Mm-hmm. Some mentioned inconsistencies in when they got monthly reviews, or that weekly summaries sometimes came as, like, screenshots, which wasn't ideal for everyone.
Yeah, small tweaks.
Yeah, small but important for making that partnership feel even smoother. So look, the overall picture is incredibly positive. Dedicated staff, real impact on lives. But the survey also gives them this fantastic baseline now.
Right, something to build on.
Exactly. It pinpoints those specific opportunities, like boosting the external friendship support, tackling those individual health or environmental concerns, and just fine-tuning how they communicate.
So this Deep Dive really drives home how valuable getting that detailed feedback is. It's not just patting yourself on the back for the wins, although Greenlight certainly has wins here.
Right.
But it's also about finding those precise spots where even a really good service can get, you know, incrementally better.
Absolutely. Which leads to, I suppose, a final thought. In an environment where satisfaction is already so high, how does an organization like Greenlight make sure it stays just as focused on those smaller individual suggestions? How do they keep evolving based on every single piece of feedback, big or small, to make that person-centered care even stronger?